Epimetheus, Moon, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. Epimetheus is an inner satellite of Saturn. It is also known as Saturn 11. It is named after the mythological Epimetheus, brother of Prometheus. Contents: Section 1, Discovery. Section 2, Orbital Relationship between Epimetheus and Janus. Section 3, Physical Characteristics. Section 4, Ring. Section 1, Discovery. Epimetheus occupies essentially the same orbit as the moon Janus. Astronomers assumed that there was only one body in that orbit, and accordingly had difficulty determining their orbital characteristics. Observations were photographic and spaced widely apart in time, so that while the presence of two objects was not obvious, the observations were difficult to reconcile with a reasonable orbit. Audouin Dollfou observed a moon on December 15, 1966, which he proposed to be named Janus. On December 18th, Richard Walker made a similar observation, which is now credited as the discovery of Epimetheus. However, at the time, it was believed that there was only one moon, unofficially known as Janus, in the given orbit. 12 years later, in October 1978, Stephen M. Larson and John W. Fountain realized that the 1966 observations were best explained by two distinct objects, Janus and Epimetheus, sharing very similar orbits. This was confirmed in 1980 by Voyager 1, and so Larson and Fountain officially share the discovery of Epimetheus with Walker. Epimetheus received its name in 1983. The name Janus was approved by the IAU at the same time, although the name had been used informally since Dollfou proposed it shortly after the 1966 discovery. Section 2. Orbital Relationship between Epimetheus and Janus. Epimetheus and Janus are co-orbital. Janus's mean orbital radius from Saturn is currently only 50 kilometers less than that of Epimetheus, a distance smaller than either moon's diameter. In accordance with Kepler's laws of planetary motion, the closer orbit is completed more quickly, but only by about 30 seconds. Each day, the inner moon is an additional 1/4 of a degree farther around Saturn than the outer moon. As the inner moon catches up to the outer moon, their mutual gravitational attraction boosts the inner moon's momentum and saps the outer moon's momentum. With this added momentum, the inner moon's distance from Saturn and orbital period are increased, and the outer moons are decreased. The timing and magnitude of the momentum exchange is such that the moons trade orbits, never approaching closer than about 10,000 kilometers. The exchange takes place about once every 4 years. The last close approach occurred on January 21, 2006. The next will be in 2010. At that time, Janus's orbital radius will increase by about 20 kilometers, while Epimetheus's decreases by about 80 kilometers. Janus's orbit is less affected because it is 4 times more massive than Epimetheus. As far as it is currently known, this arrangement is unique in the solar system. The orbital relationship between Janus and Epimetheus can be understood in terms of the circular restricted three-body problem, as a case in which the two moons, the third body being Saturn, are similar in size to each other. Other examples of the three-body problem include the Langrarian points, Trojan asteroids and Trojan moons, the horseshoe orbit of Kruthni with respect to Earth, and potentially dozens of other objects in similar orbits. Section 3. Physical Characteristics. There are several Epimethean craters larger than 30 kilometers in diameter, as well as both large and small ridges and grooves. The extensive cratering indicates that Epimetheus must be quite old. Janus and Epimetheus may have formed from a disruption of a single parent to form co-orbital satellites, but if this is the case, the disruption must have happened early in the history of the satellite system. From its very low density and relatively high albedo, it seems likely that Epimetheus is a very porous, icy body. There is a lot of uncertainty in these values, however, so this remains to be confirmed. The South Pole shows what might be the remains of a large impact crater, covering most of this face of the moon, and which could be responsible for the somewhat flattened shape of the southern part of Epimetheus. There appears to be two terrain types, darker, smoother areas, and brighter, slightly more yellowish, fractured terrain. One interpretation is that the darker material evidently moves down slopes, and probably has a lower ice content than the brighter material, which appears more like bedrock. Nonetheless, materials in both terrains are likely to be rich in water ice. Section 4. Ring. A faint dust ring is present around the region occupied by the orbits of Epimetheus and Janus, as revealed by images taken in forward scattered light by the Cassini spacecraft in 2006. The ring has a radial extent of about 5,000 kilometers. Its source are particles blasted off the moon's surfaces by meteoroid impacts, which then form a diffuse ring around their orbital paths.